The Struggle to Adapt. As America's economic depression settled on the country, the Hoover administration made efforts to help. A federal drought relief committee, headed by Secretary of Agriculture Hyde, was established in 1930. The committee recommended reduced rail rates for hay, feed, and water, and increased road and dam construction in drought areas. In 1932, the situation worsened for American farmers and ranchers. The price of a bushel of corn dropped from 76 cents in 1929 to 29 cents in 1932. Beef prices dropped from 10 cents to 5 cents per pound. Nils A. Olson, chief of the USDA Bureau of Agricultural Economics, attributed the falling prices to two things. The first has its origins in such revolutionary developments as the change from horses to motors. And the second, farmers were not adjusting to a wholly new pattern of production and trade. Farmers lacked the education and skills they needed to understand how the market was working. It was obvious that the giant of the countryside needed better training. To remedy the problem, the USDA tried to teach farmers to balance supply with demand. They urged farmers to readjust by voluntarily planting less of surplus crops like corn and wheat. The USDA also promoted increased production of less plentiful crops. For instance, planting tomatoes a little earlier than normal in order to produce a more abundant crop, which would put more money into farmers' pockets.